our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
I'm way over here though. I should be over there.
I'm, so I just found this new program. Well, I don't know how new it is.
Okay, we're good.
Why are you making that noise?
Because I couldn't move my chair and I was upset about it.
Okay. So, I found this new program called Discord, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's new, but it's the first I've heard of it.
Newish?
It's new to me, and, in it, you could, like, chat with people. You said it's exactly like a different thing.
IRC.
It's like IRC. So, I joined a group
that's
like
custom. This guy missed the 90s somehow.
I did different things.
I missed the 90s somehow.
I didn't do all the chatting.
Sure.
But,
I only did some of the chatting. Because I was like a kid in the 90s.
Yeah, so, anyway, I found a channel on there that was for custom magic, so I've been like, I put my set on this website.
Oh,
and,
yeah, you did, that's right.
And I've been trying to upload it into this other thing, and I did so much work trying to get it to work online so I could play it with other people.
Did you get it to work online?
Well, not exactly, but I did a draft, but without playing it, because you can draft it. The website has a thing where you can draft it. If you get people to click on the link, you can all go and draft whatever.
But it's not playable?
But you can't play it. But there's another one that if you upload it to this other program, you have to like go through and edit the files to make it work. And
right.
Like specific spots to make sure that it recognizes that you have that file. Which is way beyond my capabilities, but I figured it out anyway.
Well, then it's not beyond your capabilities.
Well, it was beyond my capabilities before I figured out how to do it.
That's literally everything in life. Yeah. You could do anything you want if you just figure out how to do it. Like,
right.
That's,
it was...
It's not really a revolution.
How about this? I thought I was overwhelmed by the amount of work it took to do this, because you have to, like... I had to export this one file from a thing and then change it and then put it in a different thing, and then there's a different script I had to get to put on it so it works and exports it the right way.
Okay.
And then I had to upload it to this other thing and change the file name and change the actual text inside the file to a different thing and put it in a different program in a different folder. It was just so many different steps to do a stupid thing.
That sounds complicated.
Yeah, it was real complicated. And I probably even described it wrong because there were so many different steps I had to do.
You remember all the steps you took.
Yeah, but anyway, I got it working there, but I tried to sign up for Cockatrice as the program to play it online.
Cockatrice?
But, yeah, but
that's
I couldn't.
A great program name.
But I couldn't get it to work because I couldn't sign into it.
You gave it a good old
I'll try again later, but I actually did a draft tonight of my set, and I got some feedback, so I'm going to do some changes. And,
that's available feedback.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I just have one more thing I have to do.
Nope, we're on the podcast.
No, I'm just typing it so I can do it later.
Oh, I see. You're making a note. Not a mental note. It's not like make a mental note, but you're making like a physical note. It's like that, right?
Yeah, okay. I had to make a note so I remember to do it later because I have a change log of things I need to do before I do the next release.
I understand.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay, so anyway, I've been doing that, and I've been way into my magic set now, because it's mostly complete. I just have to do... It's like in development stage, where I have to change some things around to make it work better for drafting and
right.
More cohesive and stuff like that. I'm removing a mechanic entirely and changing it with something else.
Really?
Yeah. But anyway, that's exciting. So I've been working on that in, like, most of my awake time.
Well, besides, like, work.
Right. Well, yeah, but that doesn't count as awake time.
What... I've just looked on the table, and there's some popcorn.
Yeah, it was free.
Jalapeno cheddar popcorn.
It expired, like, 3 days ago.
Oh, that's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But expired
what
stuff you get to take home.
Jelly beans?
Those expired as well. Yeah. They were
I don't think you're supposed to take it home.
No. She's like, you can just take it home if you want it.
Well, I know
there's,
that
there's
they
a
said
little,
that, but you're
there's
probably
a file
not
cabinet
to,
that says,
right?
Free for employees.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Most places don't let you take old food home.
Yeah, they just
home.
Throw it away.
Like Starbucks, it was always like, throw it away. And I'm like, I'm going to try this thing because I've never tried this thing before. I'm not just throwing it away.
But like, yeah, we have like a candy bucket that like if somebody, because people are always dropping candy on the floor.
Right.
Because it's their bins.
Yeah.
So like every 5 minutes we have to run and grab a piece of candy and throw it in the bin. But if something falls...
That's like a throw it away bin.
No, that's a throw it away bin. That's not it.
Flour candy.
Oh, you just eat the flour candy.
But if it like... That's a waste if you don't eat the flour candy.
But also if it falls on the counter, like we have to, we can't put it back in the bucket.
Right.
So with that...
it's not clean or whatever, but that you can totally eat.
Yeah, you can eat it.
I mean, money's been on that counter, which is probably the dirtiest thing there is.
But we eat food with money hands a lot.
That's your own fault. You really shouldn't do that.
Listen.
Like that's something that's ill-advised.
We've eaten worse things than counter candy.
That's true. I've definitely eaten floor food before.
But yeah, so I'm real excited about magic stuff. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I mean, you don't have to apologize for being excited about a thing.
But
so we're in the midst of watching Babylon 5 still.
Oh yeah.
We really got to ramp up on that because we got to finish by
that
Saturday.
Tonight.
Yeah, I was going to.
Yeah, I have my notes, I'm ready.
Although I have to paint my nails.
So I work tomorrow.
You work tomorrow?
I work tomorrow. I open tomorrow, and I work till like 4 or something, 4 or 4:30 maybe. And then I'm going to come home, and then I have Wednesday and Thursday off, and I'm going to work on my set on those days.
And then, you have Wednesday off?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I bothered asking that.
You're like, Wednesday?
That doesn't matter to me in any way.
Specifically Wednesday?
No, I just remembered that gaming group thing you went to. You want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. I went to a gaming group last week. That was fun. I met some people.
I thought maybe you'd say more than just I went. maybe there'd be a discussion.
Oh, no, I was invited by Stefan, who was a guy that I met playing Drafting Magic on Friday night.
Stefan was the guy. I went to the pre-release with you once. Was there a pre-release? There was just a midnight draft. I don't remember what the situation was.
It was a Lady Planeswalker Society Chaos Draft.
That's what it was, yeah. And I went there, and I wasn't participating, but Stefan just, like, came up and, like, just started talking to me, and he was like, hey, how's it going? You want to do this thing? You want to play Mini Masters, whatever? And I was like, okay.
Whatever.
And then I did. We played Pack Wars.
Yeah, I like him.
And we stopped at... We were 1-1 because we thought that neither one of us wanted to lose. So we were like, we'll just stop when we're 1-1.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, I like him. And I got to meet his people, and they're pretty cool.
Cool.
And we got to play some games.
I think I might go this week. It depends what time I get out of work.
Yeah.
But I think it might be a nice thing to go.
Yeah, it starts at 7. They didn't post anything about it yet, but we'll see. Yeah, I don't know if they have it every week or not, but I kind of want to get, like a group together for something, even if it's not that specific one.
I really need to play D&D. Like, I'm over not playing D&D.
You want to run it, or you want to be a player?
I kind of just want to be a player for a while.
Okay.
Not that I didn't enjoy running it, but I think I need to find people I'm comfortable running it for. Like, the only reason I was cool with doing it back in North Dakota was because it was our friends.
Yeah.
Who I already knew.
But we didn't know Dan until you started doing it.
No, but I knew everybody else, and I was pretty comfortable with it, and I knew that people would forgive me if I just made it up or fucked up or whatever, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you did good.
Yeah, I did okay.
You did good.
But yeah, it's not something I'm comfortable doing with strangers. Speaking of strangers and super nerddom, I volunteered at a con this weekend. Mm-hmm. It was the Dragonflight Convention. So apparently, Dragonflight is like a gaming society... In Seattle, like their like charter is to like promote gaming in the community and stuff. And it's not like video gaming, or really even that much board games. It's mostly role playing games, war games, and Euro games with that emphasis on strategy.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a Seattle Gamers Society or club or something that you can join. And they have, like, a headquarters where they have, like, board games you can play, and you can, like, go there to play
strategy.
Your D&D or whatever. And it's really expensive. There's another one in Kirkland, I think. It's, like, for professionals, and it's $35 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Even this other one, I think, is, like, the Seattle Gamers Society or whatever, is like $25, $30. It's like a membership fee. And then you have to pay another $10 yearly fee on top of that to join Dragonflight as a membership. So it's
crazy.
Like a lot of money.
Mm.
Yeah, I couldn't do that, but...
You could just hang out with other people for free.
Yeah, you can. Well, the advantage... I mean, it has advantages. If you have a regular gaming group, you don't have the space in your house.
Yeah.
You guys play every week, or you want access to their board game library. Like, you actually care about the games that they have, the strategy games they have and stuff, then that's cool. Yeah. And you have the disposable income, yeah. But not everybody has that. And, you know, that's fine. But I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah, well, so, I think that, like, with $35 a month, you could just buy a board game every month.
Not really. Like, but even then, that doesn't buy you the space to play it.
That's true. But you can go to, like, Card Kingdom and play. They have, like, nights for board games.
But it's not quiet. It's not secluded. You can't, you know, there's disadvantages. Sure. So it's tailored to those people, and that's fine. And also, it's tailored to people who want to play, like, very specific games that other people don't want to play. I want to play a very specific
game.
Yeah, what do you want to play?
I want to play Risk Legacy.
Risk Legacy? That's not that specific. It's pretty mainstream, honestly.
Yeah, but it's specific.
Yeah, but it's not, like, weird. It's not, like, a crazy...
I'm not saying it's weird.
1977 Euro strategy game, which is what these people want to play.
No, I want to play Risk Legacy.
So anyway, I went to this convention, and I volunteered at it. I stood at the registration desk most of the day. I did not pay to get into the convention because it was, like, $50 a day. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I just volunteered and got a volunteer badge, which entitled me to go to the dealer room, which didn't have anything in it, really. But I met a couple people who I probably wouldn't hang out with again. They were fine, but whatever. But most of the people there were, like, 40-plus super obese nerds.
Mm-hmm.
I saw more long man hair there than I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It was strange. There were some, like, super old dudes, too. There was this one dude who could, like, barely talk, and apparently he was a GM.
Mm.
And I didn't understand that. Because how can you be a GM if you can't talk?
They know. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. That was my question.
I'm excited for our next weekend that we're doing.
What's next weekend?
Not this weekend. Next weekend.
Oh, the one after that when PAX is happening? Yeah. I think that would be fun.
They have PAX has an awesome app.
Yeah, they have an app. Such a good idea.
You could just look at all the events that are happening. So, there's things happening that are exciting. Like, Markiplier is going to be there, and there's probably going to be a line.
Fuck!
There's a lot of things. What? What?
I was going to go see Lori Kilmartin.
Okay.
But it was this past weekend.
Yeah,
I thought it was next weekend.
No. I was going to go see Wilco, because they're going to be in town.
Yeah.
But it's on. It's for two nights, and it's September 2nd and 3rd.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I'm busy.
No, I really wanted to go see Lori Kilmartin when she was in town. I wanted to go to her show, and then I thought it was a week later than it was. Oh, that's really depressing.
Oh, you just thought of it now?
Yeah, I was listening to her podcast today where she was like, I'm going to be in Seattle, but I didn't realize it was recorded a week ahead of time.
Yeah. But you just heard it today and it was already past?
Yeah, she heard it. She's like, I'm going to be in Seattle. And I think she'd said it like a long time before that, but she didn't ever mention the date.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to be in Seattle this coming week. I don't know. Well, I knew about it at one point.
I don't know.
I just thought it was later.
Wilco's going to be in town. Oh, and Death Cab for Cutie's going to be in town.
That's cool. I didn't know they were still a thing.
Yeah. They're going to be playing at Bumbershoot, which is...
The same weekend as PAX.
Same weekend as PAX.
Good luck getting a hotel downtown.
Yeah, don't try and go to Seattle.
The weekend of September 2nd through 4th or whatever. Because Bumbershoot's that weekend, and also...
At PAX.
PAX is that weekend. And they're both...
And Wilco.
They're both, like, in the downtown-y area. Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm glad we have buses that go
We have buses and the ability to leave early. Because the buses are probably going to be packed, too.
Yep.
We'll figure it out.
Well, not from up here.
Maybe from up here. You know people in Seattle go to PAX, too, right?
Yeah, well, as long as we start early and get there when the doors open, then we'll be fine.
I don't know when the doors open.
Remember, I told you that if you're not with me, I'm just leaving.
I mean, that's totally fine because it's not like we're... somewhere that I'm relying on you for a ride.
Right, yeah.
Like, if I leave 10 minutes later than you, I'm going to be able to find a bus. It's okay.
Yeah, you could just, if you want to do something.
Like, if I leave 10 minutes later than you, I might still take the same bus as you.
Right.
So there's a thing in Seattle right now where there's a bus driver shortage.
Mm.
So they're canceling routes on the bus, and they don't warn anybody that it's happening. They're just canceling them, and they don't tell you why. They'll just say, like, there's a thing going on or whatever. But they don't have enough bus drivers. They can't run all their routes. And to train in a new bus driver, it's like a 5-week training process, and a couple of those weeks are only part-time, so they're really having trouble getting anyone to even be a bus driver. It's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a bus driver.
No, I feel bad for people like you who could potentially be late to work. The only thing that's going to happen if I'm late to work is I might miss a meeting.
Yeah. And I'll just get fired.
Yeah, you'll get fired.
I'd have to get a different job.
I wouldn't get fired.
Yeah.
But you would probably
I'd have to get a job that wasn't directly downtown.
Nah, it's not that bad working downtown, is
no,
it?
No, it's great, but if the buses don't work,
oh,
and I can't get there...
That's true.
That's my my 90-day probationary period is, like, you can't be late.
Really?
You can't
at
call
all?
In sick, yeah.
You can't call in sick?
Yeah.
Like, what if you're sick, though?
Well, then I'm fired.
No, but for real, what if you, like, have to go to the hospital with appendicitis?
Well, I told you I'm fired. No, you can't call in sick, you can't be
that
late.
That sounds discriminatory.
Against like if sickies.
If you're in the hospital because you're sick, like that, they've got to make an exception.
Yeah, they probably do. They probably mean like don't call in sick.
Yeah,
like,
they probably don't mean. They probably twice mean a week. Like. They probably mean like, oh, it's a hard weekend.
So,
I'll just call in sick.
So I'm
today.
Terribly hungry, and you mentioned we have a snack.
We do. We have two snacks.
We have four snacks.
We actually
we got
have
all these
a
jelly beans.
Multitude of snacks.
Let's just do one.
Well, the thing is, I can't. No, let's do two.
Okay.
We gotta do this one.
Okay.
So we'll do this one first. This one came in the mail today.
Oh yeah. There's a package from Japan.
Yeah, there was a mysterious package from Japan just hanging out outside, which somehow actually made it to our address, which means that the postal service, whoever, has finally figured out where we live. But yeah, it was like a bag, so there's a box inside, so it's really banged up. Let me see. I'm gonna go get the package because. Maybe there's something interesting on the outside.
Is there instructions?
No, there's a declaration of whatever's inside. And the declaration is chocolate.
Chocolate.
Value.
Oh, I like chocolate.
200 yen. That is $2.
200 yen.
I don't want to know. So we don't know where this came from. We have no idea who sent this. We have some suspicions. We have one very strong suspicion. It's the only person who ever sends us stuff.
Your sister sends you things.
She
if
does.
It wasn't her, let us know.
Yeah, if you sent this and you're not my sister, let us know. Otherwise, we'll just assume it was her. But she probably paid way too much for it, too.
Was there a note with it?
So there was a note in the package.
Handwritten?
Not handwritten.
Okay.
Printed, but the first part's like kind of like a font that looks like it's supposed to be handwritten. It says, Dear, and then they didn't fill it
Dear
in.
Dear blank.
Thank you so much to buy the goods. I give this Japanese paper washi to you. And I'm holding in my hand some washi paper. I don't know what you're supposed to do with it, but it is paper. It's like an inch by 3 inches. It's not even a thing.
Yeah, it's just a little tiny
I don't know what you're supposed
paper.
To do with washi paper. I'm sure there's a reason. I'll Google it.
I give this to you.
But Japanese paper washi's in brackets, just in case that mattered. We look forward to receiving an order from you again. The net shop was opened. Can you buy goods here at a low price? Please come for play. J-Mart shop. http://j-food.mybigcommerce.com/samurai-japan.
That's great. I give this Japanese paper washi to you.
That's not the weirdest. Those last two lines.
We
really
look forward
you.
To receiving an order from you again. That's like a real sentence.
Yeah, it is.
The net shop was opened.
Yeah, that's not my favorite one. The last one's my favorite one.
I know. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Can you buy goods here at a low price?
Uh-huh.
Please come for play.
Please come for play. You know what I do when I'm going online to shop for something? I really feel like I'm playing. All right, that is time to take a break because it's
Oh, it's I thought we were going to have our snack.
We were going to have our snack, but it's...
But it's
dinner time.
Okay, so we're going to have a dinner break because
we're
hungry.
We'll have a dinner break and we'll come back for snacks.
All right, we're going to pause this. So see you in like no time at all.
No
your time
at all for you. We'll time travel.
All right, it's 8:20 p.m. We'll tell you the time when we get back. All right, we're back.
We're back.
It's 8:45 p.m.
It is.
It was 25 minutes of our time and literally 3 seconds of your time.
Probably not even 3 seconds. Did you leave it for 3 seconds? It
I don't
looks
know.
Like,
There's like an empty
it looks
spot.
Like 0 seconds.
Okay, whatever. It was some time.
It was,
But anyway, we,
What did we have for dinner?
We had a banh mi bowl that you made.
We had a banh mi rice bowl. It had pork and carrot radish slaw. Pickled carrot radish and it had... Cucumber,
English cucumber.
And it had... Cabbage. It was
Red
really
cabbage.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. There's a lot of good stuff in it with some sauce on it. All right, so tell me about our snacks now.
Okay.
Now we have our, we ate our dinner, we can have our dessert
snack. And
we were
going with the Japanese snack first?
Yeah, we were already reading it.
All right, it says Caplico stick.
Okay, it looks like an ice cream cone with not enough ice cream in it.
I'd like to point out, isn't the drink Calpico? Is Caplico and Calpico the same thing?
Maybe it's Caplico, the drink.
Maybe the intention in buying this snack was that it was supposed to be Calpico, but it came out Caplico. I don't know. These actually look really cool. So they are Caplico stick, a sort pack, 9 sticks.
Do you have that other bottle of Caplico or Calpico?
It's at work.
Oh. Is it Calpico?
It's Calpico. I'm pretty sure. It's Calpa something. Doesn't matter.
Calcium. It's like milk soda.
Glico. No, it's like yogurt.
Yogurt
like fermented yogurt.
Okay.
And on the back, it says Caplico stick. And a bunch of Japanese.
I'm pretty sure
to import it to the U.S., you're supposed to have American numbers on it, but it
doesn't matter. So how are we supposed to register
So I think a
food?
Serving size is 1, and it's 8.7 grams.
Uh-huh.
And it's 47 calories.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I like that there's, on the lid of the box, there's little hearts you can punch out.
Oh, there are! Oh, that's really cute. There's also, in case you, I'm assuming, have comments or questions, there's a phone number. You can ring 0120-917-111.
And then you can tell them your concerns.
That is from 9 o'clock to 18:30 o'clock. Or you can go to...
But that's Japan time.
Glico.co.jp.
Do you think Japan only has one time zone, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because it's just like... Just one little place.
All right, I'm opening it. The one really nice thing about Japanese packaging is it's always super easy to open. Like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're not.
And usually it's
they're
like
engineering.
Yeah, like, look at this. It's like punched out. None of this American, you gotta tear the box stuff, although this box broke, so it tore itself anyway. All right, and I open it to see individually packaged sticks.
There's brown, pink, and white.
There's an orange. It's really orange. I think it's supposed to be brown, but it is orange.
Orange, pink, and white.
Pink and white with blue coloring.
What color do you want?
Well, I don't want to explain what's on the... So there's like a nice flowery design. This is recyclable number, Japanese numbers.
I think...
Don't they have regular numbers?
Someone knocked on our door.
Someone knocked on a door. Hopefully not our door, because I'm not going to go answer it.
Yeah, we're busy.
Are you?
No.
Hopefully we're not being too loud.
What time is it?
9:50? I think we're fine. Anyway, what color do you want?
I want pink.
You want pink? I'm assuming that's strawberry. This looks like, from the front of the package, these look like crispy tubes with some sort of filling in them.
It says Caplico stick. I thought it looked like an ice cream cone.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I think it might be more like a pirouette though.
I'm going to open it.
I'm gonna go vanilla.
You're gonna go the white one?
I'm gonna go the white one.
Ooh, it's pink inside.
Yeah. You thought that might be the case. Ooh, this one I think is broken.
This one is broken too.
It is broken. That's okay. It's not broken all the way through, just the top's broken off.
I don't know. I'm gonna eat the pink thing that came up.
Okay, so they do look a little like ice cream cones. I think they're supposed to.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's good.
Okay, so it's like
mine is all fucked up.
If you've ever had, it's honestly just like an ice cream cone with some kind of like a solid cream in it.
Mm-hmm. I like the cream.
I like the cream too.
Oh, there's a surprise.
There's a surprise?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not to the surprise yet. So far, I'm just getting more cream. Which is actually really good. I'm gonna keep eating this forever.
Mine is really good.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's more on the top.
Is it a surprise? I have chocolate in mine.
Oh, yours is chocolate in the middle. Oh, mine is too. I wonder if it's not a surprise. It's on the side of the box. We didn't look at the side of the box, but the side of the box shows like a cutaway.
These are really good.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have them at Daiso.
Probably not. I think most stuff at Daiso is Daiso branded. More or less. They might have something like it though.
They don't have any more of the Ook coffee.
Oh, they don't?
No.
They run out or you're not carrying it anymore?
I don't know, they ran out.
That's too bad.
But that's, I like that.
Mmm. Mmm.
Those are good.
Those are really good. Thank you, kind stranger.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate Caplico. I'm for it.
I'm for it, too. All right, so...
You want to throw away our garbage instead of eating it? Thank you.
We have another snack.
I'll put this in the snack drawer.
You want to talk about something while I...
We have a snack drawer that we put all our snacks into that we get. Last week, Holly decided that we needed to buy cookies.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, Holly decided that we needed to buy cookies.
I think we mentioned that on the podcast. We still have some of said cookies.
Mm-hmm. So we had to go to the store.
We went to QFC and we bought some cookies. Very important. If you live somewhere where there are Swedish fish Oreos, I have not been able to find them here. Mm-hmm. Please send them to me. Mm-hmm. If you need my address, you can PM me.
Mm-hmm. We had, we should talk about our midweek snack that we had.
In a midweek snack?
Yeah, it was a Crystal Pepsi.
We did have Crystal Pepsi, it was good. Mm-hmm. It tasted mostly like Pepsi.
It's like Pepsi, but clear.
It was honestly like a little bit less acidic or heavy or something than Pepsi. Yeah, there was but something. It mostly just tasted
like Pepsi.
It tastes like Pepsi,
but it's clear.
That's I liked it. Yeah. It was a lot of calories though.
Sure.
When I only get 1,200 calories a day and 250 of them go to a bottle of Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have to drink the whole thing, you could have shared it with me.
No, I couldn't. Pop is a weak point for me. I can't. Mm-hmm.
You mean soda? It's soda here.
Pop?
It's soda in Seattle.
Listen.
Like how it's supposed to be said.
I spent 27 years in the Midwest. Uh-huh. I can call it pop if I want to call
it pop. I spent 10 years in the Midwest and it's still soda.
Yeah, well, I spent more time there than you and I also grew up there. So mm-hmm. I'm going to call it
but
pop.
It's still soda.
And I'm not going to feel bad
always
about it.
Always and forever.
I will not feel bad about calling it pop.
Always soda.
I'm going to continue to call it pop.
Hashtag always soda.
I'm going to provide too much information right now and let the viewer listeners know that I have what is called a Taylor's bunion. Do you know what a bunion is?
Why don't you explain it?
I'm actually asking you if you know what a bunion is.
No, tell the audience, tell the listeners, tell our watchers, our viewers what it is.
No, I'm not trying to be weird about it. Like, no, I'm just asking you as a medical question, do you know what a bunion is?
Listen,
I'm
trying to make it so, like, if I knew what it was, then I would be like, yeah, it's this. But I'm saying, well, why don't you tell the viewers what it is?
So, what you're trying to say is, why don't you remind me what it is?
No, I don't.
You're saying it's like, I know, but they don't know.
Right. That's what
but
I'm saying.
But do you know, actually? Like, dropping illusion for a moment.
I'll leave that up to the audience to decide if I know what it is.
So, a bunion is... not something that I think happens in, like, nature. It's primarily because we walk and sit weird and wear bad shoes and stuff.
Wear shoes
and
at
it's
all.
like a hardness on your big joint, like on your big toe, where it, like, meets the rest of your foot, that can turn calcified, like, it can solidify into, like, bone, so you have extra bone there. If it gets bad enough, it'll give you, like, a hammer toe, which is where your big toe crosses over your second toe. Like the wrong way. It's a bad thing.
And then you hit it with nails.
Yeah, and you get bunion surgery and they remove it and then you're back to square one. Well, a Taylor's bunion is a similar thing, but on the other side of your foot. So where your pinky toe joins your foot, you get like a protrusion. Mm. And I have that. I think because I have messed up feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never walked correctly in my life because I have like flat feet and like bad ankles and all sorts of nonsense. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not fun. It doesn't hurt, but it is weird and uncomfortable. So I'm trying to do some therapy, stretchy, exercise-y stuff.
My feet are regular.
Hopefully get rid of it. Yeah, you have pretty regular feet.
Just regular.
You're lucky about that, because I don't like feet as a general rule. Mm. I think they're weird to look at. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag always soda.
Hashtag forever pop.
Always soda.
Forever pop.
Always soda.
Should we try that popcorn you brought home? Have you tried it before?
No.
Okay.
We have all kinds of snacks.
Yeah, we're going to keep trying snacks.
All right.
We'll try this one next.
So we had a popcorn that was left over from work.
I'm just going to eat.
It was 75% off for like a week.
One piece, though.
Let me know if it's probably real stale.
Yeah, well, of course it's real
stale. These things are like $8.
I know they are. It's popcorn in like a carrot-shaped tube.
In a tube.
You've probably seen it before. Oh, it's not stale. It's like sealed.
Yeah.
And then you use the twist tie to reseal. They assume you're actually going to eat, like, a fair amount of it.
Like a reasonable amount.
I'm not going to.
You can cut it, maybe.
It says to open tear across. I am doing what the bag says to do.
It's hermetically sealed.
I've done it.
Hermetically.
All right.
I don't know why you give it to me.
It bills itself as jalapeno cheddar popcorn. Now, I do like cheesy popcorn. You remember those tins you get at Christmas where the cheesy
caramel and regular?
I like when they all mix together. I think that's good.
Are you the sort of person who likes buttered popcorn jelly beans?
I'm the sort of person who doesn't hate buttered popcorn jelly beans. Okay. All right, so this is jalapeno cheddar.
I'm going to eat one too.
It's not any more stale than I would have expected.
It's fine.
It's soft.
It's not worth $8.
It doesn't taste that jalapeno either.
It tastes like fake popcorn.
Yeah, it's kind of like generically cheesy, but...
But it doesn't taste like real popcorn. Like, it doesn't have the same texture as popcorn. Ooh, no. There's the jalapeno.
It doesn't have the same texture as fake popcorn, though, either. It's like popcorn or the
It's like it doesn't have the texture of regular popcorn.
No, it doesn't, but I'm saying it doesn't taste like fake popcorn, either. It tastes like some weird other thing.
I'll eat it later.
We can eat it together. I need that.
Yeah, I know. Take it. Pull it out.
All right.
It's not bad.
Jalapeno cheddar popcorn. Don't pay $8 for it, but it's free. Sure.
If it's free, it's fine. It was actually $2 for a while. It was 75% off, and nobody bought it.
Yeah, because nobody's going to buy this.
Yeah.
Now, if you were to take this to a stand next to the Seattle Center,
mm-hmm. You'd be like, popcorn.
People would pay $8.
Popcorn. All right, what's our next snack?
All right, our next snack, I think it's our last
snack.
Put it
in the snack drawer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just go in the snack drawer. Our snack drawer is dominated by sweets right now, so...
We have some
salty. We still have some of those red bean cakes that...
Oh, yeah. I've been eating those.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't like one every... I haven't been trying not to waste my calories on them because I wasn't as into them. Okay.
What do we have? Tell the viewers what we have.
So I was at Walgreens yesterday. Background. Yesterday I made... Is everything okay? You got some water in front of you.
Yeah, I just got some jalapeno in me.
Oh, no.
It's like I can feel it.
So yesterday for dinner, I made like a deconstructed cabbage roll... casserole.
It was like a halupki.
Yeah, so it's basically just cabbage and ground beef and tomatoes sauce, more or less.
It's a halupki.
Can I have a little of that water?
It's a halupki.
A little of that water?
You don't even have to say all the fancy stuff, it's just halupki. Everybody knows what halupki is.
Literally no one knows what halupki is.
Halupki, I think, is Polish.
Yeah,
My granny made it. If you don't know what halupki is, it's like it's a ball of meat and rice.
Yeah, there's three things that start with huh. Yeah. We've talked about this on the podcast before. Halupki is the ball of meat and rice.
Yeah, it's a ball of meat and rice that's wrapped in cabbage.
You may also know them.
You cook it and you boil it.
If you don't know it as halupki, you may know it as cabbage rolls. Because that's what the rest of the world calls that dish.
It's like, it's like stuffed peppers, but instead of peppers, you use cabbage and you boil it.
My ex's mom made really good cabbage
rolls. But then it's a soup. It's like cabbage soup,
yeah.
But you get the big chunks of meat.
But my ex's mom made really good cabbage rolls, but I always like picked off the cabbage and just ate the meat part inside.
And then you put ketchup on it. Damn. Or if you're my grandfather, you put mayonnaise on it.
Ew.
Mayonnaise.
Did he say mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise. No one says mayonnaise.
No, but did he?
No.
You said it.
It's mayonnaise.
You said it with such conviction.
Mayonnaise.
I thought maybe he did.
How'd you spell mayonnaise?
M-A-N-A-Z-E. Mayonnaise.
Hyphen. M-A-N hyphen A-Z-E. A-Y-Z-E.
Oh, so after I talked last week on the podcast about how much tea
mayonnaise.
They drink in England, I got a tweet from Marcus that said he'd already had 3 cups that day.
Yeah.
And I was like, sample size of one.
Yeah, that's confirmed. 100% of all the Englanders.
The people who have responded to me about how much tea they drink have said they drink a lot of tea. I just thought that was funny.
They don't have Starbucks?
Speaking of England, see how I'm going to segue? So anyway, I was at Walgreens yesterday because I forgot to buy tomato sauce and tomatoes for the dish that was like half tomato sauce and tomatoes, because I'm a very smart person.
Sure.
And while I was about to go check out, I saw that they have this like passport to flavor tour of the world, 4 different flavors of Lay's. It's not like a contest, they're just like temporary flavors.
I saw a Brazil one.
Yeah, you did see Brazil
like
one.
Meat.
Yep. I didn't get that one.
That would have been awesome.
I did get a different meat one.
It was like, it had like the Brazil meat where they have like the meat on a stick.
Yeah.
That's the best. Remember when we ate that? And that was the best meal I ever ate.
I do plan to get the other ones, They are listed on the back.
Oh, I'm sorry if I knocked the wind out of your sails on that.
Yeah,
that
it's unintentional. Brazilian, like, picanha.
Okay.
Some sort of Chinese something.
And then you have an English one.
Cashew, sriracha, some sort of chicken.
Okay.
And then Greek tzatziki, which I actually really wanted to get, but I got this one instead, which is nominally Indian, but is actually British. Indian tikka masala, because I don't think that
they
have...
No, tikka masala was made in England.
Tikka masala in India. So yeah, this is Lay's kettle cooked Indian tikka masala
flavored. I like tikka masala though.
Chips.
Let's open it up. Open up the motherfucker.
I was going to go weigh out one serving for each of us. If there are three servings in this package.
And then I'll have one for later.
Then you'll have one for later.
Give it.
In the meantime.
So I have something I want to talk to you about too. So one thing that I noticed is that at work, we have Junior Mints, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody loves Junior Mints. If you don't know what Junior Mints are, they're Junior Mints.
Google it. My sister, someone I used to go to movies with, used to get Junior Mints.
Yeah, Junior Mints are awesome.
That's not the best thing to get at the movies.
No, it's Spree, because they last the whole movie.
Yeah, that or it used to be Bunch of Crunch, but they changed their formula and now they're gross.
Yeah, so the best thing to get at a movie is obviously Spree. Obvious.
Spree.
Or Reese Pieces.
Reese Pieces.
Reese Cups. Holly gets mad when I say Reese Cups.
There's one serving. Ooh, I like my fingers, you guys. These are good.
Okay, anyway, hold on. I was going to tell you about our Junior Mints.
Yeah, listen.
So we had Junior Mints, or we still have Junior Mints, and they're whatever amount in a package, and on the back it's three servings, you know, three servings per container, blah, 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 this many calories per serving, whatever.
That's not an entire other serving, by the way.
But, But the new shipment that we got, mm-hmm. boxes are the same price, but it's only 2.5 servings. They changed the size of the boxes.
You know they've been doing that on all foods for the last, like, 15 years.
They just slowly reduce the size of them?
Yeah, why do you think that Ben and Jerry's or whatever says, like, still a pint? Because a lot of ice creams have gone to less than a pint. Or peanut butter just gets somewhat slower. It used to be you bought 5 pounds of sugar, now you buy 4 pounds of sugar.
Oh, they just slowly...
That happened when I was working at Target. Like, I was stocking 5 pound sugar, and then I was stocking 4 pound sugar, like, the next day.
Yeah, that's weird. They're like, well, it's the same price, but...
Yeah, it's how they keep their, like,
their
revenue up.
Their cost the same. Yeah.
All right. Chicken tikka masala.
Oh,
no, these aren't chicken tikka
awesome.
Masala. They're
it
just tikka masala.
It smells like goddamn tikka masala.
It smells really good. Oh my god. I really wish these were a permanent flavor. These taste like straight like British Indian food. Honestly, these are so good.
I don't know what Indian food tastes like in Britain.
Oh, it's like the Indian food we get here. Ours is filtered through them. Anything you think of as a curry, that's not Indian. For the most part.
So I was watching Skins again.
Oh. Don't watch Skins, you'll just be sad.
And I always want,
maybe
Chris's storyline to end differently.
You wanted to end differently. I was going to say, maybe don't spoil it for people who haven't seen Skins. Although,
remember when your sister read all the spoilers for Skins
before
she watched
it? An English person
that?
Who has already either watched it or will never watch it, probably.
Mm-hmm.
My sister.
Who spoiled it before she even
who
saw it.
Who spoiled it for herself, because she likes to do that sort of thing. And Dan. And a multitude of other people.
Yeah.
Who may or may not have watched Skins, but may not also care about Skins.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen Skins, it's an English teen drama.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Netflix. It's one of my favorite shows.
Sorry, I just got like a big chip chunk. Mm. You know how sometimes the chips are fused together?
These are real good.
Yeah. So we were listening back at a couple of our first episodes, because they're still available on Podbean. And,
we listened to, like, 5 minutes of an old episode.
Yeah. But I completely forgotten you used to have a weird thing about tap water.
Mm-hmm.
Like how you wouldn't drink it directly out of the tap.
I wouldn't while we were in North Dakota, too.
No, but, like, you were weird about it. I forgot completely. You were weird about it when we first met. Like, if I wanted to get you tap water, you had to, like, not look while I was doing it so you could pretend it didn't come out of the tap. You were really weird about it. You've gotten less weird about it. Even in North Dakota, you were less weird about it.
Yeah, I got over it.
Well. If you haven't listened to our older episodes, you should do that.
Yeah, that's how weird we were.
I was, like, still in college.
We wanted, like, a pet owl.
We did want a pet owl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a pet owl anymore.
I really like these chops.
Yeah, I really like these chops too. They're very rich in flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like some chips, you eat them and they don't really taste like much, and you feel like you have to keep eating a bunch of them. These are really good.
I mean,
good.
That's because it's like, it's curry.
I want to try the tzatziki ones though. I bet they're pretty good.
I'm going to try the Brazil ones.
Yeah.
The meat ones. Because I like meat.
I don't know. We've been burned by meat Lay's before. What are those Euro ones?
The Euro ones were good. No. The Reuben ones were good.
The Euro ones were inedible. Did you know people like those? Weird, right?
The Reuben ones were good, though.
Yeah, the Reuben ones were fine. But the Euro ones we threw away.
And there was like a biscuit ones that tasted like sausage, which were weird.
Yeah, those were eh. What were the ones that tasted a little bit just like sour cream and onion chips?
Oh, the truffle fries?
Yeah.
Garlic truffle fries, which is already like a chip flavor, which... I guess fries are chips in
fries England. Are chips. In like half the rest of the world.
If you're in England or if you're eating fish.
Mm-hmm. I legit thought that it was fish and potato chips until I was like a kid.
That's reasonable.
Or until like high school. When I came to Seattle and saw fish and chips for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. Fish and chips was not a thing in the Midwest. You lived in the Midwest. You should know that. Did you ever see anyone serving fish and chips?
Mm-hmm. They also... No, I did.
Where?
But they'd have them in a newspaper. Like, they would cook it, and then you put it in a newspaper, and then you roll it up.
Nowhere I've ever saw.
Oh.
Not in the Midwest. Like, I know that's how you make them.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah. Because it was, like, paper that's cheap, and,
mm-hmm.
and you read the news. I mean, it's hard to read, but...
You can still read it. You just have to try really hard. And you just have to want it.
Or you can get, like, fake printed newspaper that's, like...
Like that newspaper that shows up in all the shows?
Like fish and chips
paper. Oh, fish and chips themed?
Yeah. Mm. It's, like, all these fishes and chipses.
I used to have, like, a little toy dog.
Mm.
And he had a newspaper, and it had, like, dog news on it.
Mm. Did it say woof, woof, woof?
I don't remember, but it was like a dog headline.
All right.
Oh my goodness, reading more.
No. These are like a few jelly beans. I'm going to give you a jelly bean. You're not going to look at it, but you have to guess what flavor
and
it is.
And I'm going to need water because all I taste is tikka masala right now.
Oh, here. So this is a fun game. I'm going to look at it because I'll be able to figure out what it is, but you have to close your eyes.
This is terrible for the podcast because they're not going to know.
No.
Oh, here's what you do. I will plug my ears. You whisper it into the microphone.
No, I'll just tell you if you're right or wrong. Mm. I don't know why... How about you whisper it to me and then I'll tell you if you're right.
No.
I'm not even going to look at what color this is. Wait, I'll look.
No, you eat like half, like eat a little bit of it. Figure out what flavor it is.
No, I know what flavor it is.
Oh, you already know. Well then give it to me, whisper into the microphone what it is, and then when I guess wildly wrong, everyone thinks it's hilarious.
Okay. Oh, don't look.
I'm not looking.
Don't look. Put it in your mouth.
I don't think it matters. Why am I putting it in my mouth right now?
Okay.
I got to plug my ears. Hold on, take the water. Take the water. I got to plug my ears.
Red apple. Okay, I said it.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody heard it, but I said it. You're not supposed to look at it.
Oh, well, I did. Alrighty. Alright, I won't look for the next one. I get what you mean now. Next time, don't even hand it to me.
I was going to put it in your mouth.
Well, I know, but
you're like,
you had to tell the audience what it was first. You don't understand how that game works.
She looked at it. It's ruined. Breathe it on me.
You're just gonna smell tikka masala.
No, I know exactly what it is.
I think it's strawberry?
No. It has a very specific title of a Jelly Belly jelly bean.
It's fruity.
Mm-hmm.
It's some kind of fruit. I'm gonna say tutti frutti.
No.
I have no idea.
You're incorrect. It is a red apple.
Red apple. Oh, yeah. Okay, I can get that. I still need more water, though, because I still only taste tikka masala.
You gotta cleanse your whatever, your business.
I need, like, a saltine for that.
I saw at Target they had saltine-flavored goldfish. They're just saltine goldfish.
I thought you were going to say potato chips. I was like, that's a terrible potato chip flavor.
Like, that's real boring.
Why would you not just eat a saltine?
All right.
All right.
Ears.
Ears are plugged.
Which one is this? I'm not gonna bite it.
How long does it take you to whisper?
Well, I had to bite it to figure out what flavor it was.
A good system we have going here.
Bubblegum. I don't know if they heard it, but I had said it. All right, open it. Open it.
Oh. I like bubblegum.
Yeah, it's bubblegum. Yeah. You get a point. Holly gets a point.
Someone give me Jack a point.
No. The listeners can keep track of points.
That's a good one.
I like those.
I like a bubblegum.
I gotta taste it first. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. He made a weird face. He made a weird tasting face. I don't know how I feel about this one. This podcast is going on too long. You can't be tasting all day. We'll come to a consensus together.
I think it's green apple.
Was it green?
Yeah. I think it's green apple. We'll just look at... How about we just taste them? This is the same one. Don't eat the whole thing.
I only ate half. Okay. I know how to share. All right, this is like orange one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming it'd be like orange.
Orange sherbet.
Maybe like a...
You know, everyone else in the world spells sherbet wrong.
No. No, we say it wrong.
I was going to tweet that, and then I forgot.
That is orange sherbet.
Mm-hmm.
This one looks like it might be like coffee.
Toasted marshmallow.
Ooh, toasted marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite. All right.
We've definitely eaten enough jelly beans on the podcast before, so.
But these are all good.
Yeah.
This one's either berry blue or toothpaste. I'm not sure.
I like the toothpaste. That wouldn't make me mad if that one was toothpaste.
I should just get us a giant bag of jelly beans.
No.
And then throw like 5 Bean Boozled in there.
7 jelly beans is 28 calories.
Or 4 each.
Yeah.
4 calories per jelly bean. Yeah. You know how many jelly beans you can eat?
300.
That's a lot of jelly beans. And that's just in one day.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you can eat 300 jelly beans in a day.
Are you challenging me?
All right.
This Saturday, all of my calories.
Next week,
jelly beans.
Holly eats 300 jelly beans and nothing
next
else.
Next week, Holly takes the next day off of work because she is sick from eating 300 jelly beans.
And she guesses all of the numbers, colors.
Number colors.
Flavors.
All the number color flavors. You have to get, if we're going to do that, you have to get 300.
Hashtag always soda.
300 different jelly beans.
There's
flavors.
Only, we only have 9. Oh, wait, no, we have a 49 flavor mix.
There you go.
But you're going to get coconut in there.
Ew.
And you're going to get licorice.
I'm fine with licorice. I like licorice.
You're going to get buttered popcorn.
All right, do we have anything else to tell our listener viewers before we go?
We love you all.
Oh, that's a little strong. We got to be careful about that.
We like you a lot.
You don't even know who's
you
listening
all.
To this. Maybe there's someone here you don't like.
We like you
know.
All a lot.
No, we do love you, though.
We like you a little bit.
We care about each and every one of you. If you think we don't care, you're wrong. We
care enough to do a podcast about nothing.
We care about you.
Yep, the end. Goodbye.
Didn't I make that joke already?
Uh-uh.
I did. When I was just my half of the podcast.
When we think of you, or when we think that we're, when you're not here, we have the blueberries.
We think you're grape.
We think you're grape. Hashtag always soda. Always.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.